the miracle. Thunder in your spirit. When seeking God for a word, be patient. Don't make up a word in your mind. Seek God until you know He has spoken in your spirit. It may take some time. You can't always get a word from God in 5 minutes, but you will know it when God speaks. I have often described it as a thunder in your spirit. As a pastor, I have seen a lot of people get in trouble because they thought they had heard a word from God when all they have is a thought, a mere impression in their mind, probably based on their own desire. God does not speak to your mind. God speaks to your spirit. God is not a cosmic mind. He is a spirit. When I talk about getting a word from God, I'm not talking about a vague impression. I'm talking about a specific word. It is not something you get every day. If you're going to discern the difference between thoughts in your mind and words from God, you have to know the difference between your soul, the realm of mind, will, and emotions, and your spirit, the part that is God-breathed and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. The way you learn this distinction is by constantly spending time in the Word of God. The soul and spirit are very closely related, even intertwined, and it is not always easy to tell the difference between the two. But the Word of God is like a surgeon's scalpel in the hands of the Holy Spirit, which can separate the two. God's Word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it discerns the thoughts and intents of our hearts. On your worst days, it's easy for your mind to run wild and for 1,000 different thoughts to come crashing into your mind. That is not the Word of the Lord. The Rhema Word of God in your Kairos moment is something spoken to you by the Spirit of God in the deep recesses of your spirit. On my worst days, it has always been a specific word from God that has delivered me. Let me share 3 of my stories with you. In June of 1977, I was 18 years old. I had just graduated from high school and eagerly anticipated my future. I knew God had called me to the ministry and I was anxious to get started. 2.5 years earlier, I experienced a dramatic conversion and spent my remaining high school years being the resident Jesus freak. Now that I had graduated high school, my plan was to attend a Bible college in California, and I was ready to go. Then, I became sick. I was sick enough to be on bed rest for 2 weeks. Though I often felt very sick, I spent most of that time reading the Bible. One night during those 2 weeks, I felt like the Spirit of the Lord wanted me to change my plans and stay in Missouri. As I pondered this, God spoke to me very specifically. You will build a great church in St.